The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Martin Beans Ward is with me, the theatre maker and television presenter, to place his favourite read on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. There'll be a shameless plug before we're done and dusted, because I know he's
that's why I'm here,
got a performance. That's not, don't tell people that.
It's Jesus. A symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, exactly. You're here because you're just enthusiastic about talking about these books, and it just so happens you've got a gig you're plugging on Friday.
Well, we don't call them gigs, we've got a show.
You've got a show.
And at any opportunity, I'll try to promote all forms of theatre.
He doesn't have a gig he's plugging. He's got a show he's promoting this Friday, and I'll tell you all about it in just a moment. Are you a big reader?
So this is the argument. Is it still considered reading if you listen to your books?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, then I'm a big reader. I have over 150 titles in my Audible.
No way. And when do you listen to it then?
So, like, for example, on the drive up here now, so it's a 2.5 hour drive, so I live in Galway. So if I'm heading to Dublin, I've got 2.5 hours to kill, a nice book, sometimes a podcast, but mainly books.
Mm.
And I've been doing this thing for the last few years to try and wind down my mind and take my eyes off screens. And in the corner of my room, I have an Alexa. And I just say, Alexa, good night. All the lights go off and it plays Brown Noise. That kind of...
What's Brown Noise? Doesn't that make you go to the toilet?
No. Different kind of brown noise now. After a good curry. No, this is brown noise is a type of noise. So there's white, there's pink, and there's brown. So white noise would be very closely associated to, say, you know, the static on a TV.
Yeah.
Brown noise is kind of like the sound you hear when you're on an airplane.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's meant to be the sound you hear when you're in the womb. But I can't attest to that. But it does help me kind of relax my mind a bit.
Okay.
And while that's playing in the corner, I will put on my audiobook and I would set the timer for maybe 60 minutes, and I'm usually unconscious by about 30 minutes.
Okay.
So sometimes I get a chapter in that way. And then the stuff that I don't, usually when I'm taking the dog for a walk, then I listen to the rest of it.
That, I think it absolutely counts. I listen to audiobooks as well, so I'm not with any of the detractors who say you've got to read it. So what are we placing up there then? What one book are we going to put up on the bookshelf?
The one that blew me away is Kinahan Assassins by Stephen Breen and John Hand. And even when I was talking to people, like, why are you picking that one?
Mm.
You're a comedian or a theatre maker. There's no crack in that. Well, it's because it's so far removed. And it's almost it almost feeds into, you know, this massive phenomenon that's happening at the moment where people are mad into crime dramas or, you know, true crime. Or there's a reason why that's all taken off, because the average person is so far removed from that type of criminality and brutality that we like to dip our toes into it. That's why we watch horror movies. But this was so meticulously researched. It was so well put together.
Mm.
And it doesn't come across like it's, you know, an opinion piece. The writers aren't placing their opinion in it. They're just telling you this is what happened and right down to the minute. And like, a lot of work went into it. A lot of research went into it. You can tell that they've been in contact with An Garda Síochána to get facts correct and all that. And it just reads like it's a mad movie. And then when you step back from it, you're thinking, this actually happened.
Yeah.
This has been happening since 2016. This is bonkers.
So this is the Regency onwards. Is that...
Yes.
That's what the backdrop is.
And it's kind of more about the assassins involved. And I mean, like, there's definitely a film in that. I'm telling you now. It's just the way it's written, even though it's not a fiction piece, but the way it's written, like, true life is definitely crazier than fiction in this instance anyway. And hats off to the two lads. It's an amazing book. And my favourite
read. You've probably only relatively recently read that, have you?
Yeah. I have actually.
And who narrated
it? Did it come out in November or something?
Yeah.
But I only read it there like a month ago.
Is it one of the authors who reads it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, they have someone in to read it. Sometimes I find that it's probably maybe more true of an autobiography, but they're great when the, like, Sinead O'Connor's audiobook is brilliant.
Yeah.
And I know Bono is someone who divides opinion, but actually his audiobook isn't bad when he reads it himself. It's kind of interesting.
Does he sing in it or...?
He does everything you'd imagine Bono's going to do in an audiobook. Take that as you want.
I have no problem with Bono.
Yeah, anyway, I enjoyed the audiobook version of it. What about honourable mentions of other books? Because it's very hard to pick
actually,
an
so
individual
on that,
book.
Then we'll go with where the author is the narrator. Top of my honourable mentions would have to go to John Ronson. And I think I would have a conniption if I met him in person. I'm obsessed with his writing.
Really?
I've read all of his books, bar one. There's one called Frank that I haven't gotten around to. But every single book that I've read or listened to, it's so engrossing. Like, honestly, if Kinahan Assassins wasn't so good and so well put together, John Ronson would be at the top of the list, because I reread and re-listen to his books.
Oh, do you? Mean that, okay, yeah. So what John Ronson them, book are you going to pick?
Them, Adventures with Extremists. In that book, like, he meets up with some of the weirdest extremists that you can come across. But also, he ends up breaking into Bohemian Grove, a massive conspiracy thing about Bohemian Grove, about the upper echelons having these weird satanic parties. And he ends up breaking into Bohemian Grove with Alex Jones. So it's like, I know, yeah.
Alex Jones, the InfoWars
yes,
guy.
Yes, yes. So this is going way back. Yeah, I know, right. Yeah. But it's something about John Ronson's voice. It's like, hello, it's me, John Ronson. It's like, if you listen, John, I do apologise profusely. But it's he's got one of those things. It's like a very soft, melodic kind of voice. But his writing is just superb. Really, really good. And in the same vein, then, I would say that Louis Theroux, you know, they're quite similar in the writing style, the meet the weird and wacky, the do the weird and wacky, and the conspiracy stuff, the UFO, you know, hunters or the poltergeist daters or whatever it is, you know, the weird and wacky. But Louis then goes one further and he does documentaries.
Yeah.
But Louis's book, Gotta Get Through This, Through This.
It's very clever.
Gotta Get Through This is an amazing book, because it's kind of like, it tells you about his lifestyle, about not his lifestyle, but his life growing up and what it was like having a famous father. And
sorry, he had a kind of a mad upbringing. His dad was a...
Peter Theroux, was it? And then his brother...
Paul Theroux, was that the dad? He enjoyed playing away from home. Didn't he? Jeez, dad.
Kieran, you've gone straight in there with the old gossip.
I hope he's not alive and he's going to sue me now. I see Claire, senior producer, just staring frantic. Oh my God, maybe he is still alive. Maybe he's going to sue. Sorry, this is off the top of my head now because...
Well, don't go from the top of your head if it's not correct.
I know, that's radio presenting 101. Whatever comes to the top of your head, blurt it out over the national airwaves and then worry about it. He's alive. He's 84 years old. There you go.
What I got from the book about his father wasn't that he was playing away or anything like that, no. But what I got was he was trying to, you know, he felt as though he couldn't live up to the prestige of the father and that the brother. He often says that the brother was more talented, a more talented writer and things like that. And I don't know, I think he's playing a bit too humble there.
He had two affairs. You can look at the look of relief on the producer's face. So maybe I overstated it, that he was fond of playing away from home. Anyway, I must have heard Louis Theroux talking about this, though, at one stage in an interview. Do you know what I heard him talking about it on? Now it's all coming back to me. It was during COVID, and I think he was talking to Adam Buxton, who's a pal of his, who has another podcast that's really good as well. He's appeared in it a few times, and he was talking about Louis Theroux had a real issue with how much alcohol he was drinking. He noticed in COVID, at the start of COVID, he kind of felt he was borderline alcoholic.
Right.
You know what I mean? He was just doing it every
day. Between that now and the banana bread, people lost a run of themselves.
Yeah, as a crutch, kind of to get through. And he kind of realized it was infecting his mood and how he was dealing with his family. And he talked then in that about his dad and about kind of shortcomings. You know, I guess when he realized his father's feet were made of clay, as we all do eventually. So anyway, there I wasn't on completely ropey ground.
Because I didn't listen to that. But to be honest with you, like, it's kind of irrelevant, you know, for me, because, like, the sins of the father type of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he must have had, because he's super famous, so maybe he has got some hang-ups about that.
I'm sure he does,
you know?
Yeah.
I'll have to listen to that one. I do listen to his podcast, though. He's got a great podcast.
Yeah.
But his book, kind of telling you what it was like growing up, and then, you know, how he got into TV and working with, I forget what they're called, but there was an American, that really famous documentary filmmaker who did Fahrenheit 9/11. Michael Moore, yeah. So he started off with him, and he was kind of like doing reports for him, and that's how he started his career, and then he ended up going back, and then he got something with the BBC, I think it was Weird Weekends was his first one out. And then it just went from there. But you can see the metamorphosis that happens with Louis as he gets older, because his documentary style changes. It's not the weird and wacky, dopey fella that we see, you know, in his earlier stuff. He's quite serious and quite a good documentary. I mean, the most recent one.
Yeah, with the Israeli settlers. Oh, Jeepers. Absolutely incredible television for people who haven't
seen
it.
The first version of that?
No, I didn't. In 2011. No.
Oh my God, like it's just, wouldn't be as violent or, you know, in the earlier one. But he at that point, he was meeting some of the American settlers who had a whole business set up of bringing more settlers in. And yeah, that was an eye opener back then. But the most recent one was just off the wall. Like, I mean, there was one scene there where there were lasers coming in the window where they had the snipers pointed in looking at them.
Mad.
Terrifying, like, you know.
We've strayed off the books quite a bit there, but that was interesting nonetheless.
Are you getting a note now from legal there?
I am, yeah, exactly. Get back onto Paul Theroux's affairs there.
But anyway, that's what it is, yeah. Paul Theroux creeping through the windows instead of the sniper lasers. Gotta get through this. An amazing book. I highly recommend. I highly recommend.
Gotta Get Through This by Louis Theroux.
And another one in the same vein, Dom Jolly's Conspiracy Tourist. If you haven't read that, it's definitely worth a read. It's extremely funny and deals with some really batch crazy stuff.
There's a theme to all of this. They're all kind of dealing with people on the outskirts, the outliers in society, be they outliers from a criminal point of view or just kind of from extreme points of view, conspiracy theorists, whatever it happens to be.
Well, there's Young Mungo also. That's another honourable mention.
Yes, Douglas Stewart's book.
Yes, now that's a coming-of-age queer story. And it's set in the backdrop of Glasgow. And I want to say it's the 90s, but it's nondescript. There's no date set on it.
Yeah.
And it's about Young Mungo, who grows up in a poor family. He's Catholic. And he ends up falling in love with a Protestant boy. And in Glasgow, there's still that massive divide. Yeah. And it just kind of brought me back to when I was in school. And I read the novel, I think it's from the 1970s. I want to say 1971 or 1972, Across the Barricades. And again, it was Kevin and Sadie, I think, were the two.
Yeah.
I think Sadie was a Protestant and Kevin was the Catholic boy, and they fell in love. And it's about Across the Barricades. And this is kind of like the queer version of that. And there's a lot of trauma that comes up within it. There's a lot of heartache, but there's a lot of hope. And there's a lot of humour. I think Douglas Stewart is an amazing writer. Yeah, so that's another Young Mungo.
Young Mungo
but
by Douglas
Stewart.
The thread
that you're trying to pull there, that you're trying to say the commonality between them. I love people on the margins. I love the weird and wacky. I love, like, I want to meet people who believe in poltergeists or fairies or, you know, someone that said they got a rap for shovel from a banshee. They're the kind of people I want to talk to. Do you know, like, I have so much interest in that.
Well, the Kinahan Assassins is the book that's going up on the hard shoulder. Never meet your heroes. Stephen Breen and John And wrote that book. Martin Bean's War, theatre maker, television presenter, performing this Friday at Sheem Shatira Theatre and Arts Centre in Tralee. So there's some tickets still available at the Arts Centre website. You'll find it there. It's for the one-man show, The Dead House. So Martin, listen.
When is it? When did you say it was?
This Friday.
What time?
I don't know.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock this Friday, Tralee. See you there, guys.
Oh, he knows how to plug a gig or promote a show. Martin, thank you very, very much. We'll talk to you again soon. Back in a moment.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.